It's Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting back to order. We've been in executive session conferring with legal, and we're going to continue our dialogue with the health board. And so let's continue the discussions about the continuation with our relationship with where we're going.
Yeah, Gemini. So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, in terms of next steps, depending on your decision today, if it is to leave the GEM plan, we need to authorize and have as an action item today the departure of from GEM plan and the notice to do so. There are a couple options. And I think it's best for and least disruptive if the departure happens December 31st, 2026. That is at the end of the current plan year. But the Joint Powers Agreement does also contemplate the withdrawal has to be by September 30th. And so if the notice does not, or if GEM plan is not open to continuing us through December 31st, 2026, then the notice needs to be that the departure is at September 30th, 2026.
Chairman, I would anticipate that we would notice and then we would wait for the response and then pivot accordingly. So I'm in favor of the proposed action.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I am as well, but I need some clarification on this document that we got. About three quarters of the way down the page, the pharmacy admin fee, I'm guessing that's specialty stop-loss premium and aggregate stop-loss. Mm-hmm. I guess it is not intuitive to me that all of these numbers are higher. The total fixed cost is double, but yet we're going to save money.
Yeah, so the good question. So the medical admin fee with RGA is slightly lower. Pharmacy admin fee with SmithRx is slightly higher. The big difference in stop loss premium is we're buying a $125,000 deductible rather than a $400,000 deductible. So the offset there is in the claims, where if we buy that $400,000 deductible, we expect to pay $1 million more in claims. If we buy the $125,000 deductible, we expect our claims to be about what they've been. So that's where the fixed costs are higher, but we anticipate lower claims costs that more than make up for it.
Okay, thank you.
So, Chairman, I'm going to follow that up. Scott, do it one more time, because on the BCI projections for the stop loss premium, mm-hmm. So that is a little more than half of the RGA.
Right.
Okay, and it is. Say that one more time, because I would have wanted those numbers to be flipped. That we saw that it was less on RGA. So help us walk us through that one more time.
Yeah. So we're paying a higher stop loss premium because we're buying a much lower stop loss deductible.
Okay.
Which reduces our claims risk.
Our premiums are up. Our stop loss is down. It's inversely proportional. I got it. Thank you.
Is that helpful?
Yep.
All right.
Still in favor.
All right. Are we to a point that we're in agreement and make a motion to authorize our signatures on this communication written by legal?
Yes. Chairman, I move that the board signs the letter noticing GEM plan of its intent to depart from their services, thank you, and to engage in this new proposal with RGA of Idaho as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, so time frame, this gets sent off within the next few days?
Today,
tomorrow? today, get sent off today.
We do have a few more things I would like to discuss with you as it relates to 2027 benefit renewal on the other benefits that the county offers. They're also included in this packet, so if we could just flip, I'll go as quickly as possible just to make sure that you understand what's going to happen in 2027. Okay. So our vision plan that we separated out for medical for calendar year 2026, we were in a rate lock, so there's no change in rates for that for the next calendar year. Just wanted you to be able to see that. That's why page 6 exists in the packet.
Okay.
Delta Dental did come back with a increase of about 5%. We know that there is, the way that we have structured the funding for the health trust and premiums for employees and for the county cannot absorb that 5%. So Delta, that 5% increase for Delta Dental will be passed along to the employee for calendar year 27, and it will show as an increase into their premium when they go through open enrollment.
Okay.
We also offer Willamette as a dental choice. We have two dental choices, right? It's either Delta Dental or Willamette Dental. Willamette Dental came back at a very high increase last year, and they came back with another increase this year. So in working with the Health Trust Board, Willamette came back with two options. The Health Trust Board would like to recommend the option that sits on the very far right of the page, where the total amount of increase is around 6%, of which would be passed along to the employee in their premium. But the difference in this plan is that Willamette services outside of general cleanings will cost a $25 copay to the member who goes to the dentist. And so we were going to offer that Willamette plan for calendar year 27.
Okay. And Chairman, I'm going to say that back. All of the costs, if you choose to go with Willamette, are going to be passed directly through to the employee.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay.
So now I would just want to touch on county paid benefits. So the county pays life insurance, short-term disability, and long-term disability for every employee. We have had Lincoln Financial, again, for as long as I have record of, it's been Lincoln Financial. The coverage of Lincoln Financial is fine. The service of Lincoln Financial is not fine. So we have been struggling with this customer service of Lincoln Financial for over a year. Before calendar 2026 renewal, I had multiple meetings with Lincoln where they promised a better customer service, a quicker response time to all of our short-term disability claims, of which they have not been able to follow through on. And so HR is respectfully requesting to leave Lincoln Financial and move to Reliance. The important thing is that all coverages remain the same. It's the life insurance that we have now is $50,000 or up to 2 times your annual dollar amount, or your annual salary amount. All of that remains the same. And the coverage for life, the life insurance piece alone, it's 32% cheaper to move to Reliant. Okay. The voluntary life that people can buy on top of the county paid life, all of that remains the same. That's an age-based premium. It's 100% paid by the employee. All of that coverage would remain the same. It's a $300,000 guarantee without an evidence of insurability. But what we have confirmed is that anybody who has enrolled in Lincoln on that voluntary life piece that is over and above the $300,000, they Reliant will just carry them over. They will just transition them without another evidence of insurability. Everything will just transition over to Reliant.
Chairman, I'm going to say this on the what the county pays for. There's a 32% savings to the county to move with the same coverage to Reliant.
On the life insurance.
Yes. Yeah.
Because when we get to the short term and long term, you're going to see where it sort of balances out. But there still is a $50,000 savings to the county as we get to the very end.
Okay. Thank you.
So moving to short term disability. This is where it is a slight increase actually to move away from Lincoln. But The customer service that we have witnessed through Reliance and the demos that we've seen and their customer service model, of which we have documents based on, will help our employees much better. And so we think that the slight increase in this way outweighs that, and we need to be able to serve our employees better. We do have quite a few people that use our short-term disability insurance, and we need to be able to make that work better for them.
And that's also an employee-only cost.
Nope.
No.
Short-term disability is a county-paid cost.
Thank you.
If we switch to the long-term disability, which is also a county-paid cost, there is a pretty large savings moving to Reliant. It's a decrease in premium by about 35% of what we're currently paying. And it is the exact same coverage of which we have today. Reliance also offers the buy-up plan, which is 100% employee paid for long-term disability. And theirs is, it has a little bit higher maximum of which the employee could qualify for if they have the long-term buy-up plan.
Okay.
The long-term buy-up plan is structured the exact same way as the current long-term buy-up plan offered through Lincoln. The benefits change a little bit. As I just stated, the maximum is $9,000 a month if you have the buy-up plan and you have to go on long-term disability. But the buy-up, the fee structure is very similar for the employee, very similar. Right, so if we move through to page 15, we have a bunch of ancillary benefits that we currently offer today, which are all 100% employee paid. These benefits include accident, critical illness, and the voluntary life insurance, where people can buy over and above what the county is paying for. Reliance will also offer these. They also have a hospital indemnity that they will include in these ancillary benefits that could be, if people will find that they will, this hospital indemnity might work for them. Sometimes it works if women are having babies. A hospital indemnity clause plan can really help you. So that's just another added benefit plan that we would offer, that it's still 100% employee paid. So all of these benefits would just transfer. There is no difference in the premiums that the employee would be paying. The prices are almost the exact same as current Lincoln today, if not the exact same. But if you turn to page 18 of your packet, this is what I think is really important. So this is the employer paid summary. So for all of the benefits that are county paid, currently with Lincoln, it's $258,000 annually. And with the structure of how Reliance worked, yes, short-term is a little bit more, long-term is a little bit more, but the decrease in what the amount for life insurance actually balances out, where we would be saving 20%, about $50,000 in our annual premium would be reduced from about $255 to about $205. So that would be a change that... HR, and the best part about Reliance, too, I just saw this, actually. It has a three-year price guarantee, like a rate guarantee for 3 years.
Nice.
Wow.
We know that these benefits are not controlled by the health trust. I did run these by the health trust board just so they could be aware of what HR is asking for. We are respectfully asking to be able to move away from Lincoln and move to Reliance for all of our county paid and voluntary benefits.
And we means that they are supporting this decision that you're recommending. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm in favor, Mr.
Yeah.
Chairman.
Yep.
Yeah.
In favor.
Very good.
That's it for benefit renewal.
That's a lot.
Well presented.
They did it. Gallagher did it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Scott?
No, this is, it's just exciting to be able to do the work that the county hired us to do, and we're glad to be in it with you.
Like, that's a whole other thing, if I can just, before we adjourn, is that the gym plan, we signed every single piece of paper we needed to sign. You all signed it. We provided the gym plan, naming Gallagher as our point of contact, our point of record, and they refused to work with Gallagher. They will not work with them on anything. They will not give them reports. They will not speak with them. If they need something to help us, they have to request it through me. I have to request it from the gym plan. The gym plan sends it back to me, and I have to forward it to Gallagher. So it's just another, they just refuse to acknowledge the fact that we have engaged with a broker.
Choice.
So this will completely help Gallagher be able to fight for us, negotiate for us, do all of the things that Gallagher is known for. They represent multiple other county entities or municipalities throughout this region.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting.
It is exciting.
Thank you, Marty.
No, who gets excited about benefits? I do.
All right.
Okay. I think these are good moves that will benefit employees and taxpayers both.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Very good. All right, great report. Anything else?
We do have to talk about one other thing on the agenda. I don't know if we have to, do you have to adjourn and come back? Or?
Probably. But it's not an action item? Okay, we'll have to wait till the time period.
No, we're in it.
We're in it?
We're in it.
Thank you for the correction. All right.
All right, so... the next thing I wanted to present, and I thought I had sent it to Jenin, but I have copies here. So in the HR budget meeting, I had requested dollars for a third-party compensation study. We went through a bunch of work, and Gallagher actually has a separate arm of their organization that does these compensation studies, and they have submitted for us a statement of work. I have copies. Do you guys need copies?
I have a copy.
Oh, okay, great. So,
Where's it at?
It's on the calendar.
Oh.
On the calendar.
I'll just pull it up.
Oh, you're just going to pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so the statement of work is what we have talked about before. It is, we have chosen the $50,000 option. They're going to review 100, which is a good starting point, 100 of our job titles to be able to do the compensation study of which we're asking them to do. We already have a master services agreement with Gallagher. Zach Wesley worked on it when we engaged with Gallagher on the benefit side. Laura Keyes has reviewed that master services agreement and agrees that it can carry over to this side of the compensation study. We do not need an additional master services agreement. We would attach this statement of work to that master services agreement. And so if you all agree and would approve it and sign it, we can get moving on this as quickly as possible. And it's highly likely that this study could be done way before the end of the year. And we can have some really solid compensation information moving into FY28 budget discussions.
Yeah. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes.
So Marty, on the 100 jobs,
mm-hmm.
I know we've been working to consolidate and make, this is a Sesame Street move, to make like things like.
Mm-hmm.
So across the county, if you're doing this job, you have this title.
Right.
And so does that 100 encompass?
Yes.
And so that's why we're limiting it.
Well, we're limiting it to 100 because that's what's included in the $50,000 option. So we do have 100 job titles that could work for multiple departments. We'll take the most common ones, the ones that we're struggling with the most, and that's what we'll submit for this compensation review. I think it could, we need to do this one first, and we need to see where this one gets us. If it might be everything that we need. It might be. I don't know the answer to that. But they might come back and say, hey, we might need to do some more. But that could fall in fiscal year 28, of which then we would come back. I would come back and ask for more dollars from the county to be able to continue on with this compensation study. But we really don't know until we get into it. We have to be able to get into it, meet with them, work on narrowing down the 100 job titles that we think are our most necessary. We really need to evaluate these, study these, analyze these, and make sure that they are accurately. And I think if we can get that, we could work from what they give us to work with any other of our other job titles.
Yep. So here's what I'll say, a phased approach.
Yes, ma'am.
And so this, it's not that there haven't been other studies. I think the last one was done a number of years ago, probably prior to when I got here. But I like that, and this was discussed in the budget, that it is an objective third party that is not, you're affiliated with the county, but you don't have special interests within the county to skew numbers, I'll just say it that way, and so that we're interested in paying fairly, that is fair to both the employee and, again, the taxpayer. So I appreciate the scope of work that's been presented and the phased approach both. This one I might want to say, wow, let's do everything, but I'm hearing you and looking at you, shaking your head. So
it's not something that is fiscally responsible for the county to be able to do everything all at once.
Yeah.
And I just think that this phased approach, taking this, is the best way to approach to see. We need to understand where we are.
Yeah.
We need a baseline. Are we good, or are we really messed up, or just a little bit? We don't know yet.
Yeah.
And this is the best way to establish that baseline.
And I think that's good feedback for the record. I'm in favor of doing this. It was, again, if people are interested, discussed in the budget process. I think this will help, as you've stated it, put the baseline in place to know where it is that we need to focus the work. And thank you, Scott. You've been really great in just working with the county. So.
Well, and it also will help any future HR director that comes in. I wouldn't want anybody to come in with zero documentation or any sort of resources. To be able to do this job, it shouldn't happen moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in favor.
I am too.
Chairman, I move that if you're ready.
Yes.
Move that the board signs the statement of work with Gallagher Benefits Services as presented for a baseline on the salary studies.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? Being that there's none, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Chairman, it's not just for salaries. I should maybe clarify that it's just compensation
it's just
in general.
Compensation,
yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Or do you agree with your second to change
yep.
that to compensation?
Yep.
Change that to compensation. Got to keep these two happy.
I thought about saying something. I was just like, okay.
All right. Anything else for this hour?
I don't have anything, Chairman. I move we adjourn.
All right. I second that. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.